Home is more important today than it's ever been. So if you're looking for the right place or trying to take advantage of those low interest rates with a refi, you should know that there's a nationally recognized mortgage originator right here in the Triad. Ashley McKenzie Sharp with Fairway Independent Mortgage Corporation has been included in the top 200 loan originators in the country for 8 consecutive years. Providing personal service with experience, speed, and satisfaction is her number one priority. Trust Ashley to provide you with everything you need for a simple, rewarding home loan experience. And as a sponsor of the Triad Podcast Network, if you text or call Ashley at 336-575-9448 for your mortgage quote today, just mention the podcast, and upon receiving your quote, we'll send you a $25 local business gift card. 336-575-9448 to reach Ashley McKenzie Sharp with Fairway Independent Mortgage Corporation. Ashley McKenzie Sharp, NMLS ID number 100776, is a licensed mortgage originator in North Carolina, South Carolina, Virginia, Kentucky, Tennessee, and Florida. Fairway Independent Mortgage Corporation, NMLS ID number 2289, is an equal housing lender.
This is the Triad Podcast Network.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Thanks for downloading another episode here on the Triad Podcast Network. Special episode today as we get ready for a big event coming up on Saturday in Clemens. If you've been out and about, and maybe you have been as things start to open up a little bit, we're starting to commute a little bit more. You may have seen this in Winston if you're driving around. They just opened a location in Greensboro a couple of months ago. We are speaking with Clutch Coffee Bar. They've got a great story, great passion for what they do, and we're excited to speak to Darren Spicer. He's one of the co-founders of Clutch Coffee Bar. And again, they're opening a new location in Clemens. Depending on when you're listening to this, they open on Saturday, April 3rd. So we're going to get into what they're doing around that. But one of the real cool things about their story is they have 4 locations now. They're opening up this one in Clemens, and they make it a point to always find a way to give back to local charities, to the local community. And so that's a big reason why we want to feature them here on the Triad Podcast Network, because of the amazing product that they provide and what they do for the community when they have the chance. So Darren, how are you, my friend? Glad to finally meet you, and congrats on opening another new location.
Thank you, man. I appreciate you having me on. And what day is it? It's Tuesday today. So yeah, we're living the dream on a Tuesday, and excited to get Clemens open this Saturday.
Yeah. So I want to get into your story a little bit. So Darren, as I mentioned, is one of 3 co-founders of Clutch Coffee Bar. And, you know, I was reading around some of the things from your website. And the one thing that interested me the most is it's 3 guys with 20 plus years of combined drive-through coffee experience. And then you set out to elevate the coffee game. I want to hear about your start in going from the world of the drive-through coffee employee to where you are now and kind of doing your own thing. So take us back to the beginning when you first got that initial experience in this industry.
All right. So let's go back to, I'm about to tell you how old I am here. So let's go back to senior in high school. So circa 2004. In high school, grew up in Oregon, and in the Northwest, drive-through coffee is a very saturated thing. It's very prevalent. It's kind of on every other corner. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, big scene there. And had worked at a grocery store, and that was miserable, and I did not enjoy that. And so this was an opportunity to do something new, do something different. And I always would want, you know, there was a drive-through right near where I worked at this grocery store, and you know, I'd go by there, and these girls were working there, and these tip jars that were overflowing. And I'm like, I'm not making any tips bagging groceries, so like we gotta rethink this. So got into it in 2004. Really fell in love with it. I love coffee, yes, but it's more about people and relationships. And so In that environment, I got a chance to really create bonds with people, with customers who became your regulars. So I worked there in drive-through coffee for some different companies all the way through college, and had a great experience. Did some other things professionally after graduating, and still had this calling to want to work in the coffee industry and hopefully franchise with this particular company I'd worked with. So I started to put in a lot of time and effort to be able to franchise. And the about 75% of the way through the qualifications for that, the game changed and franchising was no longer an option. And so that's what really pushed and drove me and one of the other co-founders to say, hey, like, let's look at doing this ourselves. I think we understand, we don't know everything, but we understand a lot about how the business works and we really have a passion for people. And so let's look at doing this on our own. So that kind of came around in 2015 to start to kind of plant that seed and really get serious about it. And at the time I was the director of sales for a medical device company, and I had a great career going, and but this was this passion project that was, it was an itch I had to scratch. So fast forward to 2017, we had a third co-founder, someone that came on the finance side of things that that we felt was a really strong complementary partner to the two of us and our skill sets. And we went for it, and we targeted Charlotte and Nashville to start. Those were two younger growing demographic areas that we felt were underserved from a drive-through coffee standpoint, and had an opportunity to acquire two buildings in Mooresville, North Carolina, that were a previous different coffee concept. And so we went for it at that point in time. I resigned. I walked away from a really good career and took a massive pay cut to do this. And, shout out to my wife for allowing me to go chase a dream. And we went after it. So we opened in March of 2018. We opened our first two stores. And, both of those stores are doing really, really well. We brought on our third location in Winston just past September. And then Greensboro came online end of January, and Clemens is opening this Saturday. So we're starting to kind of hit our stride a little bit.
All right. If you're enjoying this podcast, then I hope you'll take just a quick second to hear about the folks that make it all possible. And that's the Ginther Group, a Triad real estate team with a vast local knowledge. Don't believe me? Hear it for yourself by listening to their real estate show right here on the Triad Podcast Network. I'm not even in the market, and I don't know what I'd do without an ally like Blake Ginther and the Ginther Group. They've helped me find a plumber, a roofer, and even helped my family save hundreds each month when we refinanced our home. Now imagine how they can help if you are in the market. They can help you get started with an evaluation to list and market your home. So if you're thinking of buying or selling in the Triad, call the Ginther Group at 336-283-8689 or find them online at theginthergroup.com. Now back to the show. Here's the thing that I'm interested to hear about. People say, okay, there's a new brand of coffee. There's a new experience in town with Clutch. I mean, how many different ways are there to do the coffee game, right? That's kind of what I think. Yeah. So, but you guys had to have a plan. You said this is going to be a very difficult market to try to get ourselves into, and try to succeed. So what was the idea, and what is the thing that you're currently putting into practice where you say, this is how we're going to make a name for ourselves in a very difficult space?
A fantastic question. Number one, I love a good challenge. So that was part of it. But yeah, I think it really boils down to the three C's of Clutch, which are customer, culture, and community. And if we win on all of those levels, we're creating something that's much bigger than just a coffee company that makes money. We're having actual impact on individuals in the community. So the customer aspect, we'll start with that one, right? In order. Delivering an experience that is 180 degrees different than what I think we as a society have come to become used to with a drive-through experience, whether that's Starbucks, whether that's McDonald's, you name it, it's very transactional. And that's what we're used to. Maybe once in a while you meet someone who's a little bit overly friendly and you're like, wow, that was more pleasant than I normally get. But generally speaking, it's just very transactional. And so the relationship part is huge for us, right? I think Chick-fil-A would be considered one of, if not the gold standard for customer service from a drive-through aspect and from an operational standpoint. And so we strive to not only, we get called the Chick-fil-A of coffee a lot, but I would like us for it to be even bigger than that, where we are looked at as like man, how are these guys doing it? And their employees, you know, that when we get compliments, it's like, there was a video a lady posted on Instagram yesterday after visiting one of our Mooresville locations. And she's like, I don't know where you find these people and why they're so friendly and have genuine conversation, but whatever you're doing is amazing and like, keep it up. And so it's about that customer and that experience, right? And there's a lot of things that we teach within our culture. And if people don't fit within that culture, they won't be at Clutch very long because it's a very, very important thing for us in building that relationship. And the other component of that customer too is are we winning on every level for them, right? It's great if we deliver an awesome experience, but we also need to deliver an incredible product. So we take a lot of pride in the product that we deliver, not only in the consistency, but in the quality of that. You know, we work with an award-winning roaster out of Washington State that is phenomenal for us. You know, our espresso blend is fair trade and certified organic, the things that are important to us. And so delivering that quality is super important for us. And then speed is a big, big thing. You know, we view it as like, it's your time as the customer, and it's our job to make sure that we minimize, you know, how long you have to wait. You have places to be. Our job is to help fuel you and get you there, but also deliver an amazing experience in that short amount of time. So those are the big things on the customer aspect. Culturally, with our employees, you know, creating an atmosphere where we work hard and play hard, right? And so we've got a surround sound stereo inside and out. Music's always playing. It's just a different vibe. It's a different energy. And it's not easy to always have that, but it's something that we take a lot of pride in, and we think that differentiates us from a lot of the other competitors. And then community, as you touched at the very beginning, is getting woven into the fabric of every community that we're in as soon as we can, because we really do want to be a pillar in the community. So you know, everything ranging from national contributions with like the Susan G. Komen Foundation for breast cancer research, down to a granular level. You know, in Mooresville a couple of years ago, unfortunately, there was an officer that was killed in the line of duty, and he was incredibly passionate about canines and had a canine partner. So we did what we call a proceeds day, where we donated 100% of our proceeds from a specific day to benefit the canine program, if you will, with the local police department. And that kind of took on a life of its own because the donation ended up being so big. I think the first year was a little over $8,000 that a nonprofit foundation had to be created in order to receive this. It's ran by a board of directors, which is anchored by the officer's brother. I actually serve on the board of directors as well for the organization. And to date, a little over 2 years since that tragic incident occurred, there's been over $100,000 in donations to this cause. And so being a vehicle to help drive positive influence in the community is just very important to us. It's not just about having a successful business, but it's about being part of that community. And so we try to live that out every day.
That's a fantastic story. And the amount of money that you're raising and donating, I mean, I'm looking here. You can find it all on their website in terms of where they're donating and some of the places that you're giving back to. I see hurricane relief. I see schools. I see employee medical assistance fundraisers. Really, really special needs. And that we're excited to see you guys continue to grow in the triad and continue to help be a pillar of the community. So again, Clutch is opening its fifth location on Saturday in Clemens, and a majority of them are now in the triad. There's one in Greensboro, there's one in Winston, and now there's going to be one in Clemens. So again, we hope people are listening to this prior to Saturday, April the 3rd. And if
free drinks all day.
I was just going to lead into that. Okay, you have my attention now. So Darren, if folks are listening to this prior to, or maybe the morning of Saturday, April 3rd, tell us about how you're going to really open this in grand style, this fifth location in Clemens.
Yeah, so 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. is the time that we'll be open on grand opening day. Outside of that, our normal hours are from 5 a.m. to 9 p.m. But just for opening day, we go 8 to 8. Free 16-ounce drinks all day, one per person in the car. But if you try a coffee and then you leave and you come back an hour later and want to try a smoothie, all the more power to you. We want people to have an opportunity to risk-free, essentially, to try Clutch and see what we're about. So it's free drinks all day. It's going to be wild and fun and crazy. We also are going to have a live DJ outside, DJ Mike Taftic, who is from the Triad. He's amazing. And it's just, you know, bringing good vibes and positive energy and showing people what we're about. So it's kind of like a really big party, but it's a very well-organized, well-oiled machine that will be serving up free drinks all day.
That's awesome. Okay. So that's the info on their new Clemens location on Saturday. Let's go ahead and tell folks if they're driving around, you know, in your car is a great place that people are listening to podcasts. So if they're driving, they're listening to this and they decide that, okay, well, I'm going to swing by and check it out. Where should they go?
Yeah. So the technical address is 2432 Louisville Clemens Road. We are right next to Sam's Ice Cream and just a couple doors down from Krispy Kreme on Louisville Clemens. So kind of in the prime area of a lot of other drive-thrus that people may be familiar with.
Okay. Before we depart here, Darren, I want to learn a little bit more. Just, you said you were chasing a dream. I'm sure you had some stressful times in taking this leap and leaving a very good job in kind of the medical supply field and starting this company in a very challenging space with a lot of different options. But here you are opening your fifth location. So things have got to be going pretty well. So tell us about, as you look back and reflect on the journey that you and your two other co-founders have gone through, what do you think about? What are your emotions as you kind of reflect back on where you are right now, where you've come from? And I know the journey's probably not over yet.
Yeah, no, I think we're just getting started, to be honest. I mean, we have aspirations of building a few hundred locations over the next 5 to 10 years. So, but if I look back now on what we've built so far, I think it's a little bit nostalgic to see what we've created. We're creating opportunities, especially for people, for our employees, who seen employees that have grown with us, some that have been here for 6 months, some that have been here for 3+ years since we opened, creating that opportunity and letting people know that there are different things out there to do that they might actually have a passion for or enjoy. That's really, really rewarding. Having impact on communities, super, super rewarding. Even just recounting that story and telling you that, brought back some of the feels of why we do what we do. But I think the biggest thing, at least for me personally, is not having regret and going for it. And, you know, knowing that we were taking a calculated risk, but it was something for me that I don't want to look back 20 years later and say, oh, I could have done that, or I wish I'd done that. Like, go for it now and really commit to everything to make sure that we give it everything that we have.
The thing I like about this and I'll remember from this conversation, and I hope people that are listening take this away too, is we've talked a lot about the business and Clutch, and not to say that the product that you're putting out isn't the highest of quality, but the things that you're really trying to get across to people, and I can tell what you're proud of in building this, is the people in the community. You have spent the majority of this conversation talking about the people that work with Clutch, the culture, the community, how you try to interact with the people who don't work for Clutch, but are a part of that family because they visit it every day, every week, a couple times a week, whatever the case may be. I'm sure your product is people will enjoy the product once they get to know it, but what can truly set you apart, and I can tell where your passion is the team, the community, the culture.
Yeah. And I probably even did a disservice to the quality of it. We make the best caramel macchiato in town, and I will stand by that 8 days a week. everything, the nice part too, I think for us is it's not just, I think that, you know, our name can be misleading sometimes. It's not just coffee. We'll have people say, oh, like, this sounds cool, but I don't drink coffee. No problem. We have smoothies, juices, custom flavored energy drinks. You can choose any fruit flavor you want for that. Juices, teas, there's something for everybody. And all of that, it's not just to have those things, it's of the highest quality as well. So we take a lot of pride in that. But you're absolutely right. I mean, people is such a big thing. for us. And you know, I was reading a couple, like, I'm really proud. Let me just give you a last little quick example. You know, our most recent store we opened was in Greensboro, right? We opened that at the end of January. Unbelievable crew, amazing people. And it's reflected. If you go on Google, I checked, I think as of yesterday, they have 66 reviews on Google. Every single review is a 5-star review. That's not an accident. Like, yeah, that is the people we have who are just going above and beyond, and they're stellar, and they're really pouring into our customers. So it's cool to see.
That's great. Darren, one more thing before I let you go. You opened your first two locations in Mooresville. And when you decided to expand out of Mooresville, you chose the Triad. You chose Greensboro and Winston-Salem and now Clemens. Why was the Triad such an attractive area for you guys to expand?
I think culturally, there's a good fit. You have a lot of quality communities in the area, and genuine people. And I think that resonates a lot with our brand and what we are about. And, you know, a lot of drive-through concepts, but nobody that's, you know, besides Starbucks and Dunkin', nobody that's really doing what we're doing. And so we saw it as an opportunity to serve communities and to become a part of those communities, you know, right out of the gate. And so, I think there's a ton of room for us to grow here and, you know, with the right people and the right communities.
All right. So check them out. Hopefully you're catching this podcast prior to or on the day of Saturday, April 3rd. Go on by, free 16-ounce beverage when you visit. So it should be a lot of fun. The new Clutch Coffee Bar opening in Clemens, their fifth location, coming up on this weekend, Saturday, April 3rd. Darren Spicer is co-founder of Clutch Coffee Bar. Darren, thanks for spending some time with us. Congrats on another new location. And thank you for everything you guys do to help give back to the Triad. Hey, thanks for listening to this episode on the Triad Podcast Network. Our mission is simple: provide information, advice, and stories about the people and places that make the North Carolina Triad such a great place to be. You can find us by searching Triad Podcast Network on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, pretty much wherever you like to listen. If you like what you heard and want to support the show and those that contribute, we would truly appreciate a rating and review on your favorite podcast app. It helps spread the word along, as do your shares on social media. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram at Triad Podcast. To get in touch with us, simply email info@triadpodcast.com. Thanks for listening.
This is the Triad Podcast Network.